Joining me now is Bison head football coach Rob Hammond. Coach, you're off to a 2-0 start on the season with wins at Newcastle and then at home versus Resurrection Christian. How's the team feel about their start to the season?
I think when you start off 2-0, of course you're going to have a lot of good feelings there. It was a really good win last week. That's a quality program that we beat. That program's known in Colorado for putting out a good team every single year, and it's a tough win. So, you know, the kids feel good about that. And I think the reason they feel good about it, that, is they could see that they're just buying in the process of getting better every single day. And, we got better from week one to week two. And, you know, when you win, and I think the kids are seeing, you know, we won because we focused on getting better last week. And so that spilled over to practice this week. And I think we've had a good week of practice this week, too.
Coach, you were able to break off a couple big plays last week. Will Hammond had a 66-yard touchdown reception, later added a 2-yard touchdown run. Eli Patterson had a 16-yard touchdown run in the ball game. The offense seems to be improving their chemistry and moving the ball when needed.
Yeah, you know, and that was a game. It took a little while to figure out what they were doing. They came out with a good game plan, and the way they aligned, especially on the defensive line with the linebackers, they just had more bodies that when we were able to block. But guys made adjustments, and like you said, they make big plays, and that's a team, and we're a team built on speed, and I think that's why a team with speed is scary to play against, because you're able to score at any time from on the field. And, you know, that screen, I think, was 66 yards, you said, and that was a big turning point in the game where we were able to get a fast guy in open space and make a play, and that just puts a lot of pressure on the defense, and especially when it's second or third and long and they score, they get a first down. It's kind of demoralizing. So those plays came at the right time, and those guys, they made some big plays for us last week for sure.
Coach, the Bison defense held Resurrection Christian scoreless last week and has only given up 12 points in the season. The defense is playing tough so far.
The defense is tough, and the defense tackles really well. I was visiting with the Resurrection Christian coach after the game, and we were trying to make sure that we could keep that game going, because it seems to be such a fun game when we were playing. And he remarked that he thought we were the best tackling team he's seen in a while. I didn't think we tackled well enough, because we sure did have some missed tackles, but that's what stood out to him. And sometimes it's good to hear, a perspective from somebody looking on the outside. And I think that's the main thing. We're getting to the ball, but then we tackle really, really well. And like I said, there's still improvement, but yeah, the guys are tackling and they're fast and aggressive. And, you know, when we're playing with the number ones, they haven't been scored on yet. And when we were playing Newcastle, when we pulled the starters, they sure were chirping in my ear to put them back in whenever Newcastle would get close to score, because they're wanting to pitch shutouts right now, which is a great attitude for a defense to have, that, they don't want to let them get anything. So when the defense is playing well, it makes it easier on the offense. There's not as much pressure and vice versa. So, you know, it's a team thing, but boy, when you have a defense that's shutting opponents down, it sure is a great thing to have.
Absolutely. It'll keep you in the games. And you know, you mentioned talking to the Resurrection Christian coach about keeping this game going. I happened to talk to him before the game, and I said, hey, is this your longest drive of the season? He said, well, it's our longest drive, but it's not our longest trip. He mentioned that they were going to fly down to Orlando here in the next couple weeks for a game.
Yeah, they live in a different world. Last year, when we were scouting them, the team they played the week before had flown up from Florida as well, too. So, yeah, it's a different world. And, it's pretty funny watching those kids roll in. I think a lot of the city kids were a little shocked at how desolate Wyoming was. And then when they pulled up and they saw our beautiful high school, one of the coaches asked if it was a community college. So, this game's about tackling and blocking and winning and losing, but there's more to it than that. And when we go down there, our kids get to see something brand new, and vice versa for their kids. So, it's a good rivalry, and I hope we can keep it going. And actually for us, it's not our longest trip. But when people hear Colorado, it seems like, oh, the football team's going on this exotic trip, but it's a lot closer to go there than to go to Rock Springs or Green River or Jackson or Star Valley. So it seems to be working out.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, you're at Cody this week. The Bronx are a solid team again this year. What are you expecting to see from Cody?
You know, it's the same. Coach McFadden is starting to get it rolling over there. So, you know, and I was just kind of going over that in my mind this morning, categorizing the Cody team. They're always going to play solid defense, and they always have two defensive ends that – I just play fast and aggressive, and they really try to bottle up the run game with those two guys. and they have physical linebackers that can run and tackle. They usually have a safety that that plays like an extra linebacker. On offense, they always have a clone. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they have a kid that's 6'4", 6'5", playing quarterback, and they have speed on the edge, and it's the same thing. Now, their offense has changed a little bit, and they're actually running a lot of sets a little similar to us this year, which is nice in practice that our scout team could kind of replicate what the other team was doing compared to the last 2 weeks. But, you know, it's the same thing. A lot of athletes, a lot of size, a lot of speed. And they're really well coached. They're a good program, and I have a lot of respect for those guys, and it's fun to go play them. But, you know, they're not the same Cody team they have been the past couple years. And, you know, if we can hang around, do what we've been doing, if we can, you know, limit the turnovers, and I know we had one last week, but if we can limit the turnovers and the defense can hang around for a while till offensively we figure out what's working, we got a real shot at this thing. So we're excited to go play. It's a quality opponent, but, you know, I think we are too.
And Luke Talich is gone, but, you know, we've actually seen Maddox Ball as quarterback for them because Luke was hurt last year, and we saw Maddox Ball come in and play, so it's not completely foreign to this team.
No, it's not, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of feel stupid, but last year in the playoff game, it took me like two series to realize Luke wasn't in the game when he got hurt because he looks the exact same. He's probably a little taller this year, and he's not as fast, and he throws the ball better, but you know, that kid started in the state championship game, and he did fine against Star Valley. He wasn't the reason that they lost. So they're throwing it around a little more with him, which I would do as well, too. You know, he can see everything. He sees everything over the field. He's got a really nice ball. So, you know, we're just going to have to limit their plays in the passing game, and we'll let them throw curls and stuff all day long. We just got to make sure that they're not getting the home run ball. But, yeah, they're always blessed with the kid that can play quarterback there. That's for sure.
Coach, with all that said, what do you need to see from the Bison to leave Cody with a victory?
You know, it's going to have to be it's just going to have to be a fundamental game. We're going to have to block, and we're going to have to tackle, and we're going to have to take care of the ball. And then when opportunities present themselves, we're going to have to do it. And we're going to have to see, you know, a lot of our depth kids step up. We had some injuries coming out of that game, and I don't quite know who's going to go. You know, like, I don't know if Will's going to be able to play. We're going to know probably right before the game. And so, you know, if he can't go, you know, Tommy Wonka, he's probably faster than Will. He's going to do great at running back, but it'll be the first time he's had to play both sides, offense and defense. And that shuffles a lot of linebackers around. Ryan Nicholas is out. He can't play linebacker for us. So we're going to have a couple of young guys playing against a quality opponent. So, you know, we're trying to dial it down this week and just keep it simple, keep it fundamental, and then, you know, just that way hopefully our younger guys, that things slow down for them a little bit. So, yeah, we're just going to have to play a clean football game and then make big plays in the moment and compete, because there's going to be a couple plays. I don't know if they're going to be early or late, but this game's going to come down to a couple plays that will set the tone for the whole thing. So we're just going to have to play our game.
And, Coach, speaking of injuries, Ryan Nicholas was out last week. Hazen Camino took over kicking duties for him. What is his injury? And then you mentioned Will Hammond. I noticed he was kind of walking gingerly after a couple of the plays last week. What's his injury as well?
Well, I don't know how to – it's kind of his whole right side. He's got a – we just have to limit contact, and I probably gave him the ball a little too much, but I was trusting we had things going. But he's had an ankle surgery and a broken ankle, and that ankle really just, I mean, every single game there's a lot of trauma that comes out of the ankle, but he also has a little bit of a knee thing going on. So it's just kind of his right side of the body seems to take a lot of brunts, and he's physical, and he likes contact, which creates problems like that sometimes. So, you know, we're going to see. We're going to get Ryan back next week for sure. We could probably play him this week, but, you know, conference is coming up next week, and that's what we'll have to decide with Will, too, is, like, is coming out here and risking injuring that even more worth it or not. So we're going to consult with trainers at the last minute and see what we're going to do. But I don't know if we're going to do them, but I have a lot of faith in our backups. So, you know, we have quality kids at those positions, so they're going to be all right. But, yeah, but that game was physical. We were a little banged up, and, you know, I guess it's a game of football. That's why you have to have depth.
All right, talking with Bison head football coach Rob Hammond. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate it.